I want to get to vaccines. If your kids were young now, you give them the measles, the mumps vaccine?
No. I got measles, mumps when I was a kid. It was...
Lots of people die from them, used to die from those diseases.
Well, you know what? They died in the 1900s, or early 1900s. There were about 10,000 Americans a year died. In 1964, there was about 300 or 400 who died, and they were almost all severely malnourished kids, mainly from the Mississippi Delta. This was before the poverty program, so there was a lot of starving children in our country. It's very, very hard to kill a healthy child with any infectious disease, but particularly with measles. And the World Health Organization now says vitamin A is an absolute cure for measles, which we didn't know about back then. Back then, you know, we were treated with chicken soup, and it was, you know, a week at home watching Leave It to Beaver, and every kid caught it. Every single kid got it, and I had 11 brothers and sisters, and we all got it, and we were all fine. And there are lots and lots of studies out there now that show that kids who get measles as a child are much healthier when they grow up, that they're much more resistant to cancers, to atopic diseases, to allergies, and to heart disease.
You went to Samoa. You convinced people not to get the measles vaccine. An outbreak resulted in 83 deaths.
Yeah, well, that story is not true. First of all, the prime minister of Samoa stayed the measles vaccine after measles vaccines killed a number of people in Samoa, including members of his family. So when I went to Samoa, the ban was already in place. And I visited people in Samoa. I didn't know there was no policy that resulted from my going to Samoa. Secondly, nobody died in Samoa from measles. They were dying from a bad vaccine. And the vaccine was imported from Australia and given to people who had measles, which is not recommended. The same measles outbreak hit Tonga, which is the neighboring island, and nobody died because they didn't get the vaccine. So this is more propaganda by the pharmaceutical industry, which is, you know, drumming up a lie to try to discredit me. But if you actually look into it, John, you'll find that it is not true.
And you still say that autism is caused by vaccines?
Yeah, autism is caused by vaccines. And by the way, CDC's own data, you know, they did a study called the Verge Stratton study in 1989, and they looked at the hepatitis B vaccine. They looked at children, and from the biggest database in the world, the Vaccine Safety Data Link, they looked at children who got the hepatitis B vaccine during their first 30 days, and they compared those to kids who got it later or didn't get it at all. And there was a 150% elevated risk for autism among the people who got the
there
vaccine.
May well be, but there are studies with millions of people. You ignore
studies. You have this wrong. There's a series of about 13 studies that were done by people we call biostitutes. There, one of them was the leading one. Who are people who do these studies for money for CDC. They were paid for by CDC in order to create the illusion that vaccines don't cause autism. The chief scientist was a guy called Paul Thornton, who CDC laid, and his study is the most cited study for this proposition. And Paul Thornton is now a fugitive. He's wanted by Interpol. He stole millions of dollars from CDC that he had claimed to use on this study, but he was building houses, buying motorcycles, and living a life of luxury. And his study is absolute fraud. And yet it is, they have not retracted it because CDC is a dishonest organization. It continues to be cited in the literature. And there, by the way, John, there are hundreds and hundreds of studies. I've written a book, if you're interested, called Thimerosal, Let the Science Speak, that has, I think, 1,400 references in it, over 400 studies cited.
That's RFK Jr. With John Stossel today, again, showing that persistence to the truth means that eventually it breaks through to the mainstream.
Everybody should go to InfoWarsPhone.com right now. InfoWarsPhone.com. They have all the solar panels, all the charging stations, all the best sat phones, all the best sat radios, all the best equipment at the best prices, and they support the broadcast. InfoWarsPhone.com. I think it's a default move to do this. It's an absolute essential. And it is so important to get ready. And I'm telling myself that
if there's an EMP attack, your cell phone's just nothing but a brick, right? And I know that even in the law enforcement part of it, that when people are, run their phone, they can turn their phone off. And for 72 hours, somebody in our group can ping that phone and track that phone for 72 hours. So you're not off the grid. So make sure you get your Faraday sleeve. Have a sat phone as a backup. If you're concerned about secure messaging, black phone, secure end-to-end encryption.
Everybody should go to InfoWarsPhone.com right now.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. There's a lot of other stories to cover beyond immigration. Some videos that I got to show you about immigration, about the migrant crisis, about the full-scale invasion taking place not just here, but all over Western Europe, as this has to be the preeminent threat against liberty worldwide, against the continuation of Western culture. As a whole, it's the most blatant and egregious attack against everything we hold dear. And of course, it coincides with everything else, right? You've got censorship as a major topic, but how many times is that censorship predicated on needing this replacement migration to continue? You just had somebody in the UK be thrown in jail for something like 800 days, some massive multi-year sentence for merely opposing mass migration online, speaking out against a government program designed explicitly to replace you. And you got to think about the numbers here. In Finland, they were just celebrating the fact that they very successfully brought over 300,000 Indians, people from India, to Finland to settle them in Finnish cities. They say the success of this program means now we're going to take it to the countryside and start settling people in rural areas. Now, Finland has about the same population as Ireland, and Ireland, of course, is undergoing this process as well. 5.5 million people in the entire country of Finland. 5.5 million, they've already absorbed 300,000 Indian people. There's 1.5 billion Indian people in India. 1.5 billion. So you could replace every single Finnish person with somebody from India. In a one-to-one trade, the Finnish people would not exist anymore. There'd be zero of them, right? You could replace every single one of the 5.5 million people in Finland. Population in India would go from 1.5 billion to 1.495 billion. They wouldn't even notice the change, right? There's actually Barry Stanton, another story from this weekend, Barry Stanton being removed from Twitter because of mass reporting, because he insulted Indian people. He posted the mathematical breakdown in the sense that you could send a million Indians to every single country on Earth. There's about 200 countries on Earth. You could send a million Indians to every single one of those. And it would, there'd still be 1.25 billion Indians in India. Like, there, it's not like there will eventually be a point where it's like, okay, that's all the Indians. It's like, no, there's enough Indians to replace every white person in the in Europe and still have a billion people in India. This is not sustainable. Then you throw in Africa. We've got like a billion Africans in just the largest landmass by far. You could put Europe and Russia and America and China all within the landmass of Africa and still have room to spare. And yet for some reason, the tiny island of Ireland has to take all of them. When does this end? At what point will Europeans be able to say enough is enough? There's no point. There's no end point in any of this. It will happen continuously forever if it's not stopped. Slowly but surely, the whole world will just become a giant nationless mass of bastardized humanity. And that's the point, and that's the design, and that's the desire. And that's the operation being carried out. It's happening here. It's happening in Europe. And there is no end to it. There is an infinite supply of people in the third world. And it will never end. Why is this allowed to go on? Is because, well, they have massive censorship. They have engaged in concerted, highly sophisticated propaganda for decades on end. And at this point, they have the European people willfully committing suicide as a race. Gleefully diving into the abyss. Truly horrifying. And of course, in America, they're having a hard time tamping down on the excesses of the migrant crisis, where you've got city council people, you've got mayors, you've got the landlords and the people in Aurora, suburb outside of Denver, and you've got the actual video footage of migrant takeovers of apartment buildings, and then you have the governor of Colorado coming out and saying, that's imaginary. It's imaginary. It doesn't exist. And of course, this just emboldens the migrants. And it's manifesting in different ways. We have a video now, clip number 14, of a masked gang raiding homes in the Denver suburb of Aurora. We go ahead and roll that. And very similar, you know, form to what we saw in the apartment building, heavily armed, masked, hooded, vandals, just plundering American cities. Zero arrests coming to a neighborhood near you. And even if they are arrested, guess what? They get released immediately without charge. Here they are making away with, you know, some American's hard-earned motorcycle. It's free for them. And they won't even be investigated. And we have video of this. Clip 18 is police on camera in Colorado admitting they've arrested double homicide suspects. And by the time they're done, you know, filing the report, the double murderer is back on the street because of the sanctuary city policies, only to be arrested again for some other horrific crime and released again. This is deliberate. This is by design. This is the full-scale collapse of our entire system. And of course, speaking out about this will only encourage those who want to bring censorship about. So let's go now to clip number 18, police on camera, talking about what it's like arresting people in a sanctuary city.
We'll grab this information and see what we can do, but this, you know, like I said,
can you please collect the information? He said that he's already illegal. He already said that he went to...
Okay, hold on, let's back up a little bit. First off, we're a sanctuary city. Even if he is legal here, we cannot call ICE.
Okay, but you still have to report that, right?
No, we don't. Because it's a sanctuary city. We do not report illegal, undocumented.
So you're going to let a person who went to prison, he committed a crime in America, who's illegal right now, you're going to let him go free right now? Exactly. Because this elevator...
That's exactly what I'm saying. Because we're a sanctuary city. I've arrested a double homicide suspect in this city before and let him walk out the door because we're a sanctuary city. We're not going to call ICE to come pick him up and deport him.
He came to pick up $320,000 from your, him, or mine, grandmother and grandfather, and he's walking away freely right now, right? That's
that,
what
sir.
I'm understanding right now.
I understand that, but you're asking me to call ICE or the...
I'm not asking you to call ICE. We're just asking you to take seriously that he's trying to repeat offend when he's already illegal.
He
repeating what
York.
He's already been doing.
He says, I'm in Chinatown in New York. They pay for his...
Like, as a cop, why would you even bother arresting somebody if they're just going to be released? Why wouldn't you just let the guy commit the crimes? I mean, there's no punishment. We do not report illegals, undocumented immigrants. The citizen says, so you're going to let a person who went to prison, he committed a crime in America, who's illegal right now, you're going to let him go free right now? And the police officer says, that's exactly what I'm saying, because we are a sanctuary city. Not that it's a sanctuary from crime. Not that it's like, you know, you picture sanctuary, you think of a peaceful place guarded from the outside. It's the opposite. It is a classic case of sort of communistic Orwellian inversion. That the cities where nobody is safe, where the cities where crime is rampant and unpunished, those are your sanctuaries. Now, they're sanctuaries for criminals. In other words, they're lawless. They're the opposite of a sanctuary. Don't take my word for it. You just heard the cop saying it right there. Another video that went viral today is out of Ireland. And Ireland, again, is getting the brunt of this. We covered last week the fact that the Irish government is actually advertising on Pakistani television with the head of the Garda, the federal police force, the equivalent of our FBI, saying this is an outreach video to Pakistanis and Muslims of 18 to 24 year old males. Apply locally and we will pay for your travel. We'll get you set up. You will immediately be enrolled as a federal officer to come police Irish people. And then, of course, they're sent out to guard the, you know, migrant shelters that are being built like gigantic camps, military camps, colonies within Ireland, knowing that the Irish people, you know, wouldn't facilitate this. So they just bring in foreigners to be the enforcers, to be the militia guarding and implementing these programs, despite vehement protest from the people whose families have lived there for generations. Let's take a look at this video. Clip number 17. It was once a nursing home that has now been transformed and is housing 500 unvetted migrant men in Dublin at taxpayer expense. And a citizen was there filming these migrant men, these foreign adult men. Why do you think they're there, right? They're not there with kids. They're not there with their wives. Let's watch clip 17 here. Look at this guy's face. Look at this guy's eyes.
Touch me, camera.
He shoves him as he shoves the camera operator.
What camera?
Get your hands on.
What camera? Get your hands
on. Doesn't speak English.
Where are you from? Where are you from?
Look at this guy.
Where are you from?
What?
Just pure hatred, pure aggression.
Get the f*** out of my face.
Demonic hatred. Meet your new neighbor. Oh, he's a poor asylum seeker.
Yeah, look, I have my camera on it.
Just gosh, we have to help these poor, innocent children.
Where are you from?
It's just this creepy psychopath, just like,
enjoying the free
filming me?
Yale, yale, yeah.
It's insane. And if the Irish go to protest, they get arrested. And the Garda come and attack them. I mean, look at his face. I mean, is there anything more you need to say? Are these people grateful Are they poor, innocent people who are just desperate and you know, they've been rescued? And this is the scorpion and the frog. This is, you know exactly who these people are. You're bringing them here on purpose for this point, for this reason. Just this dead-eyed aggression. They're arriving in a place where they hate the people who live there. What more do you need to see? What more needs to be said? How many more churches need to be burned down? How many more women need to be raped? How many more colonies need to be built off taxpayer dime? At a place, by the way, in Ireland, where there's like a massive housing crisis, and I forget the exact numbers. I thought maybe I printed them out here. It's like 40% of like 30-year-olds still live with their parents. The natives in Ireland are just hopeless, just like cannot create a life for themselves, can't afford their own homes. And yet, foreign men, by the millions, arriving in this tiny island and having everything paid for, being protected by the police, being deputized as the police themselves, and feeling as though they can go out and attack the Irish with complete impunity because they can, and they do. EU study finds 40% of Irish people aged 25 to 34 and in employment still live with their parents. Not by choice. Not by choice. They can't afford homes. The number is lowest. What was the subtitle there? The lowest in numbers lower than Finland and Sweden at 2% and higher than Croatia at 65%. Yeah, sorry, Irish people. Sorry, Irish young people that want a future and to build your own families and homes. You work endlessly for nothing. And the Tunisian men that arrived yesterday are given absolutely everything. It's no wonder why the European people are rising up against this, but the European system is not allowing it. You had a massive right-wing victory in France, completely destroyed by the cooperation of every other, you know, parliamentary party. You have the plebiscite of Brexit go completely ignored and now being actively undone by the party in charge. You have just endless migrant crime in the UK going completely unaddressed while they send 11-year-olds and people who posted Facebook comments just saying, I think we should stop mass immigration, to jail for years. It's not the only issue. We've got other issues that I could talk about. But it is the issue. It is the ultimate plan. And the longer it goes unaddressed, the more difficult it will be to solve until it will be impossible to solve. Because we know how this works. Article after article after article shows that at this point, white men, especially, I mean, in the UK, in Ireland, in America, have worse outcomes for education, for employment, for everything across the board. Have any of the programs that are there to, you know, help bring equality about, have any of them reverted to helping the people that now need the most help? No, they continue to help people that at this point have better. I'm fairly certain any of the crew can find this. In America, black women have a greater percentage of college graduation than white men at this point. Have any scholarships been opened up for the white guys to help, you know, close this gap? Has any affirmative action been reversed to, you know, help people that at this point are now the minority in college in Texas, where white people are now outnumbered by Hispanic people? Are they treated as minorities and given minority benefits through affirmative action and other things? Of course not. Of course not. So what's going to happen when the worldwide minority of white people are minorities in their homeland? It's genocide. It's genocide. It's genocide, period. It's genocide. It's all you need to know. It's just a genocide is taking place. Slow motion. Calibrated. To take decades. And for the purpose of eradicating the things that white people invented and brought about and enshrined into constitutions. Freedom of speech, freedom of association, all of these things that only and ever existed in European countries or countries of the European diaspora like America, they're going away now. And we've called this out for years and years and years. It is admitted by them. When they have, you know, it's not all that complicated. It's a very simple sort of, you know, it's an algebraic equation, the transitive property. If I say to you, we have to destroy whiteness, and then I say that whiteness is freedom of speech in the U.S. Constitution and the founding fathers, literary classics, you know, what am I saying? It's not that complicated, is it? But it's happening at a ridiculous rate. And I'll go to this final video here, even though I don't know how legitimate this is. It has gone viral. And I'll show it to you because it goes in line with what we've seen out of Colorado with the Venezuelans taking over apartment buildings there. Clip number two is a 911 call supposedly reporting 32 armed Venezuelans taking over an apartment building in Chicago. Here's the 911 dispatch recording out of Chicago. Let's watch.
I'm citywide for some of the guns, 6124 South King Drive. Caller says 32 Venezuelans are trespassing the building, showing guns in the courtyard, and they have motorcycles in the courtyard as well. All stairwells are filled. Nothing further, zone clear. Hey, I'm sorry. Are you headed over to the Shotspotter or to the 6124 and King for the migrants?
On King Drive.
All right, 10-4. There's another available unit arrive at 310. We had multiple calls. First of the gun, 6124 South King. Also came over to the disturbance large gathering. Said to be 32 Venezuelans trespassing in the building property, showing guns in the courtyard. They have motorcycles in the courtway, all stairwells filled. And nothing further.
So you got multiple callers reporting a large gang of migrants heavily armed in the apartment courtyard, I guess, staging an apartment takeover. I wish I could tell you more about this, but the mainstream media is not very interested in reporting it. It's just another crime in the crime-ridden city of Chicago, as if they don't have enough problems. But don't worry, folks. The U.S. just seized Nicolas Maduro's plane for some reason. I don't know. I mean, they could stop this. They can do whatever they want. They can seize the aircraft of the heads of state of Venezuela. But for some reason, they can't stop the gangs that are taking over apartment buildings in America. Because they don't want to. Because this is all on purpose. Because it's genocide.
I do believe that we have a trifecta pandemic going on. We have monkeypox, of course, that they say it's coming. We have COVID, like the flirt virus of COVID right now. It's everywhere. People are calling me. People are getting sick. COVID, flu, bird flu, and all these other ones that they are talking about, those are RNA viruses. And because they are RNA viruses, they are sensitive to zinc. So zinc needs quercetin to enter the cell. I can't believe that in 2024, you're still in a position where you can get a serious disease from COVID, end up with COVID lung symptoms, and possibly die. So please, just listen to me. Go on drstellamd.com, do a telemedicine appointment, get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet today. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. People call me to get them out of the hospital. And once you're in the hospital, we cannot help you. And also, with the hydroxychloroquine too. You can also get the zinc and quercetin. So my advice for people right now, for a family, if you want to like build defense for your family, is to get Covivites, to get the pox defense. And if you have children, get the immunovites for children, because it has zinc, it has elderberry. So this is what we're calling right now the trifecta family pack. So you get the immune defense for your family, you get your defense against pox, you get defense against, build your immunity against COVID, against bird flu and dengue and all these other RNA viruses. So my advice, please listen to me. Go on our website, drstellamd.com. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. We have physicians licensed in, we have physicians that can prescribe in all 50 states, and we have pharmacies that will ship to all 50 states. So please, before something gets really crazy, get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet today. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. For monkeypox, bird flu, like I call the trifecta, pox, bird flu, and COVID. If you get pox defense and Covivites, that should help you. We have it on our website. If you also get, for, you know, some people take Covilite. Covilite is like our bestseller. I love it. I take it every day. If you get Covilite and pox defense, these two should be able to cover all the viruses. If you're taking Covivites, this is all you need. If you're the person that takes Covilite, you just need Covilite and this. This should be able to cover, because it has quercetin, it has zinc, it has vitamin D, it has everything that you need to build your immunity. That is my cry. Don't wait till you get sick. We have a slew of other vitamins and everything on our website. We have medicinal herbs that can help deal with all kinds of stuff. So my job right now to the American people is to make sure that you're prepared, you're medically prepared. I've been saying it for a while that we're going to have a disruptive event, and it's coming. If you notice, these globalists, they want their agenda 2030. It's on track, or in their mind, it's on track. They want by 2025 for all of us to be digitalized. I said it from the beginning in 2020 that COVID was a Trojan horse for the vaccine. And the vaccine is Trojan horse. It's a Trojan horse for transhumanism, population control, genetic modification. I've said that over and over. And I think that right now in 2024, patriots, listen to me. Everybody should be aware of this. Like I said, if you can get quercetin, if you can get hydroxychloroquine, if you can get ivermectin from your doctor or from wherever, I am pretty much good with it. We put this together to help you, but I just want you to get it. Get it in your head that we are at a time when they want to destroy humanity. And because they're going to try to destroy humanity, we have to be prepared. Only those that are paranoid, that are prepared, would survive. So that is my pledge, and that is what we do. Your pledge is to make sure that you prepare you and your family. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
All right, welcome back, folks. Talk a little bit more about free speech here in relation to the election coming up. And we'll see. You'll see how under threat free speech as a whole is right now. If you haven't seen it already, don't worry, they're telling you. The authorities are letting you know that your free speech is very dangerous to their control. So it has to go away. But if you want to support free speech, there's a very simple way to do it. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com guarantees that we have this outlet that, try as they might, they have not been able to shut down. They have not been able to silence. And they have not been able to stop us from telling the truth in opposition to their lies. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to support us in this sacred mission. We played a video in the beginning of the last hour of either Brett or Eric Weinstein. I can never tell them apart. Was that Eric? So Eric Weinstein basically expressing that they're not going to let Trump be president again. they're not going to let him be president again. I think there's a lot of truth to that. I think the ways in which they are willing to exercise their power to keep Trump out of the presidency are without restriction. There's nothing that they wouldn't do. And as it becomes more and more apparent that they can't stop his electoral victory, nothing is off the table. Will they stage a massive false flag attack in America to blame on Iran or Russia and start World War III and say, we're in war now. We can't have an election during a war. I mean, that's what Zelensky did, right? This isn't just not out of the, available options for them. They're in favor of this year. Like, they've shown that they're willing to make this type of claim this year. We've got Zelensky. His presidential administration should be over, but he's still in office because, hey, they're in a war and we can't have a change in leadership till the war's over. And I decide when the war's over. So I'm here forever, right? So not only is this, not just baseless speculation, this is literally what they're doing right now. The very same people, just in a different country. They want to get rid of X. They want to get rid of Twitter. They want to get rid of any other social media outlet that allows you to speak to millions of people. We heard Kamala Harris say it. In fact, let's play that Kamala Harris clip again. Here's a lead-in to how this affects the election and the outcome of the election. So clip number 11. Again, here's Kamala saying it's very dangerous that people can just speak to millions without her approval, without oversight by her or whatever other deep state liars want to manipulate the consciousness of the nation. Let's listen to Kamala Harris, presidential candidate, saying if she's elected, this whole free speech thing, it's over. Let's watch.
He has lost his privileges, and it should be taken down. And the bottom line is that you can't say that you have one rule for Facebook and you have a different rule for Twitter. The same rule has to apply, which is that there has to be a responsibility that is placed on these social media sites to understand their power. They are directly speaking to millions and millions of people without any level of oversight or regulation. And that has to stop.
They're speaking to millions of people without any oversight or regulation, a.k.a. without my permission, and that has to stop. And again, when it comes to something like what's happening in Brazil, you actually have people on X going, it's crazy what Elon Musk is doing. All of this over 7 accounts, as if Elon Musk was the one that started this, as if he's the one being, ridiculous or uncompromising, which in a way he is, and good for him for being uncompromising. But you've got the Brazilian government going, delete these 7 accounts or we're going to ban X from our entire country. And Elon Musk says no. And people go, why is he so extreme? Why is he, making such a big deal out of this? No, they're making a big deal out of this. And you should really be asking why. You should be asking what it is about these 7 accounts that Brazil thinks it's worth it to ban X entirely from their country over these 7 accounts. Why is it that 7 random accounts posting lawful, legal information is worth this overreaction? What is it about free speech that threatens these people so very much? Well, it's all about power. It's a threat to their power. It's a threat to their control. It's a threat to their ability to cloak their oppression, their tyranny and despotism in the guise of democracy. They want to be able to implement these things with the facade of mass approval, with the manufactured consent of the populace. To convince people that it's pointless to try to stand up against them because apparently this is what people voted for. But not if they can rig the election, which they clearly are planning on doing. They're not exactly shy about announcing this. Let's go now to clip number 13. Mainstream media, the AP News, saying that once again, you know, this whole voting thing, it's very complicated, and we're not going to know who won the election for maybe weeks after the election is held. Let's watch.
All of this leads up to Election Day on November 5th, 2024.
What's significant about November 5th is that it's the final day of voting because people had started voting earlier, but it's also the first day of vote counting. So it's kind of the demarcation point between when people vote and when the vote starts to get counted. Longer ago, when elections weren't as competitive, we often knew who the winners were on election night. But in modern elections, it's typically taken longer. So we have to let the vote count play out. And sometimes it takes a little bit longer beyond Election Day to figure out actually who the winner is.
I don't know if I've ever seen anything as Orwellian as that. He says long ago when races weren't as competitive, maybe you knew who the winner was by the end of the day. We just watched an attempt to rewrite history in real time. Long ago, as in the last election before the 2020 election, as in all of the elections throughout all of time in America, up until they implemented all of these ridiculous, unsafe, totally fraudulent changes to the electoral process, then it was a very simple system. Is there anything about this election that makes it more competitive than other elections? Of course not. It's absurd. It's everything that guy just said, completely absurd. Long ago, when races were less competitive, maybe you could find out. Does he think he's talking to goldfish? Does he think he's talking to people without memories? I mean, it's just crazy. It is insane gaslighting out there, folks. They deliberately destroy the electoral system, and then they look you in the eye and go, it's always been like this. It always will be.
It's Friday, August 16th, 2024. The world is changing. The globalist system is now attacking humanity. As their programs come to an end. The grid. A digital frontier. I tried to picture clusters of information as they move through the computer. What do they look like? Ships, motorcycles, with circuits like freeways. I kept dreaming of the world I thought I'd never see. And then, one day, I got in.
I'm your host, Alex Jones. Dr. Kirk Elliott, good friend of mine, really smart guy, is our guest. And I'm just going to put this right up front. If I owned a restaurant, I would want to have the best, most delicious, healthy food at the most affordable prices where I got the biggest crowds in. So you had a great experience. You want to come back 100 times and I make money and I'm successful. You have a great time. You get treated right. I get treated right. That's a community. So let's say it again. People have really responded to this truth. I've been on there 30 years. I've had gold sponsors for 28 years as sponsors. Only two companies, because if you want a numismatic, they'd sell it to you, but they would try to sell you gold and silver bullion with, you know, 10% markup or whatever to pay their bills and do it. And that's very fair. You barely do it. I don't know how Kirk does it at 8% with his crew and his everything and the quality and the marketing, but he does it. So he's paying for marketing and running his crew and doing all this stuff for 8% and no charge to sell it back. Everybody else does that. It's such a good deal. It's very frustrating. I know we have millions of people watching every hour, and a lot of folks are calling. He's getting thousands of calls when he comes on. That's great. But it needs to be tens of thousands of calls. I mean, this is so simple. In a world of fiat, you at least want to have a hedge that's in silver and gold. And if you look at what's happening, I am only going to try to push something that I believe I would personally do. And that I personally do. I mean, it's real simple. Do unto those you would do unto you. That's the golden rule. And Christ said, actually, you need to go further, lay your life down for others. But when everybody's like that, you live in a great society because nobody's really having any problems. Everybody's a badass. Everybody's willing to sacrifice. So it is a no-brainer to call them, do a consultation, and get into silver right now. And if you want some gold, you know, maybe get an 80% silver, get some gold. But I think he's dead on. I don't think I know. You would be all silver. That's what's going to go up, obviously. That's what's undervalued. Then you get the gold once it skyrockets, which is already happening. So you need to go to kepm.com/gold. That's Kirk Elliott Precious Metals. kepm.com/gold. And then InfoWars is the support. Or you can call 720-605-3900. And listen, if enough of you went there, because he does a sponsorship off of what percentage he gets, we could get reporters back, expand, do anything. I mean, already we would not be on air right now if it wasn't for his sponsorship. He takes us over the top to be in the black. Not much, but a little bit. And so I appreciate the crew staying with us through all this hell. It's been wild. We're still here by the grace of God, but you need to support this sponsor. It supports what we're doing. Plus, it's the best deal, the best company, the highest ratings. It's so simple. Call him now, 720-605-3900.
Speech in whichever way they can. The New York Times writing an article saying, yes, the Constitution is sacred, but maybe it should go away now. And yesterday, during the Sunday shows, they had government mouthpieces out there describing the danger of people speaking freely and the need, especially around election, for the government to determine what is and is not true, what can and cannot be said. This is what happens when the people who break the law aren't punished, and the people who violate the Constitution are allowed to continue to violate the Constitution with impunity. They just double down and they keep doing it. So it's been revealed over and over again the way the government was and still is to some degree intimidating, threatening, and extorting social media companies to remove information that they don't want on there. It's not disinformation. It's not misinformation. These are nonsense, pointless lies. These are labels of deceit. It's just information they don't want out there. Like the Hunter Biden laptop. Zuckerberg putting out a letter. We totally did censor on behalf of the government, but we're sorry, but we're very sorry. I don't know what else to say here. Like, if you don't see what's happening, I don't know how much more I can explain it. And I think at this point, it sort of needs to be understood that the people doing this are not, despite their protestations like Zuckerberg, they know exactly what they're doing. They're not operating in ignorance. They're not operating in some naive desire to preserve democracy. They know exactly what they're doing. And they're just mad that you won't let them. they genuinely do not believe in the Constitution. They do not believe in the rights enshrined there. They gleefully participate in censorship and are happy to uphold despotism and tyranny if they think it's on their side. Over this weekend with Brazil banning X from its country and even leveling an $8,000 a day fine for using VPNs to access the sites, you had prominent left-wing accounts on X tagging the Brazil government and saying, this person's in Brazil and he's using X, go get him. People saying, whoa, what the hell? You want this guy to go to prison? And leftists in America are saying, yeah, he deserves to go to prison. He's breaking the law of the land, so he deserves to go to prison. I don't need to tell you how absurd it is for people who are behind defund the police and infinite illegal immigration to express their heartfelt concern that somebody's breaking the law. Just understand, the world is full of evil people. And if nobody stops them, then their evil is like a compounding interest kind of evil. The more they do, the more evil they get. The more they get away with, the more they try. The more you let them crush you, the more they crush you. The more you give them, the more they ask for. The only answer to this is resistance. The only way this cycle stops is if an outside force interrupts it. Because the people in charge right now will not stop until their control is complete and exerted through impersonal, technocratic, mark of the beast system in which AI just dictates your rights on an individual basis, dependent on your subservience to the system. It has to stop. Or like, that's it for civilization as we know it. The society America built and the society that existed in Europe is like it's not normal. It's not normal. It's not just the way the world is. It took literally centuries, slowly but surely, of decent, honorable, righteous people fighting tooth and nail, relentlessly sacrificing everything to uphold beliefs that eventually got us to a place where we can be safe and prosperous. You don't have to bribe officials, and you don't have to put up barbed wire around your house, and you don't have to have a clan that will get a vengeance for you because you can trust the system to achieve justice. That's all going away. And if it goes away, it's not easily regained. It's going to take centuries again of brutal fighting. At this point, with the technology that the bad people have, it'll probably never come back. Like, what we have now is this just barely a light ember still burning. And if it goes out, that's it. It's out forever. And they're dousing water. Like, they're throwing water on it. They're dousing it. They're smothering it as much as they possibly can. Well, a few of us over here are frantically fanning the flames, trying to reignite liberty worldwide. It's going to take a lot more of us recognizing the threat that we're under. And the sad thing is, most people aren't going to recognize it until it's gone. And it's going to be too late. And then they're not going to be able to express their regret. Let's go to Face the Nation. This is a Face the Nation clip with a DOJ spokesman explaining the danger of people speaking freely in and around this election and the importance of government censorship in America in the year 2024. Let's watch.
You've been really proactive, I see you online, pushing back when you encounter really serious election misinformation, particularly when it comes from someone like Elon Musk, who owns a social media platform and has been pushing some really inflammatory claims when it comes to voting.
Yeah, there are very powerful forces that want us as Americans who live in our democratic society to doubt that democratic society, to doubt our elections that decide our leaders, and to hate our neighbors, to think of our neighbors as enemies if they happen to disagree with us politically. And the fact is that our elections are as secure as they've ever been. We have more paper ballots now than ever before. Those paper ballots are auditable and recountable, and we do audit them to make sure that the machines counted them accurately. We have more accurate voter lists than ever before, thanks to better technology and data that allows states to share data between states and within a state to make sure that we keep up with people as they move so that we have the right address for them. Totalized. We have more pre-election litigation than ever before. Some people think that's a bad thing. I happen to think it's a good thing. It clarifies those rules. When we get to election day, both sides, all the candidates, know those rules. Those are the rules we're playing under. You might not like them, but those are the rules, and you can't complain about them once election day comes. And then we have had more post-election litigation that has confirmed and verified the results than ever before. We sit here 46 months after the last presidential election right now, an election that has withstood more scrutiny than any election in world history. More scrutiny than any election in world history.
Totally,
and there's still not
line.
A single shred of evidence that's been presented to any court. It's been presented on social media. It's easy to put anything up on social media.
They kept it out of the courts.
But to present it to a court, subjected to scrutiny and cross-examination, have a judge hear it and rule, there's not been a single shred of evidence presented in any court in the country.
All right, hold on. Let's pause it right there. That's not a good thing. That means we don't know the answer. Are they just getting worse at this? Are their lies getting that much bigger? Or are the American people that much dumber that they can't see through the rhetorical trick you just heard? He just admitted that this has never been investigated by the court. Never once has any claim of voter fraud been actually put forward and investigated and determined whether or not it's valid or not. He takes that and says, see, so our elections are good. Our elections are really good. We know this. Because not a single claim has ever been investigated or adjudicated by a court. Blatant, egregious inversion of reality and the truth. But if you say that, they call it misinformation or disinformation and say you are threatening the trust people have in our elections. Our utterly fraudulent, totally manipulatable elections destroyed by mail-in balloting. It's now or never, folks.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bodies is back in stock, and frankly, it's a miracle. It is a miracle that Bodies is back in stock because we didn't know whether or not we were ever going to be able to even order inventory again after some of the more recent court hearings. Now, InfoWars is still thriving, still alive, but in a very vulnerable position, a very precarious legal position right now. So we need you to support us as soon as possible by going to InfoWarsStore.com and purchasing any of our products, but especially Bodies, which is one of our flagship, most popular products for good reason, too, because this formula is amazing for anti-inflammatory support, flexibility support, joint support. I have specifically used Bodies to help with arthritis that I have in my right ankle, arthritis that I have in my left hand. This is an amazing anti-inflammatory supplement that is great for your joint health. And frankly, if Joe Biden was taking Bodies, I'm pretty sure he wouldn't be walking around like a 2x4. I think he'd be walking around like a gymnast at this point. But obviously he's not taking it because he can barely go up the stairs. And if you're feeling a little stiff or a little disjointed, for lack of a better term, then please consider getting Bodies whole body support right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Not only are you investing in your own health, your own anti-inflation, your own joint health, your own joint support, but you are keeping InfoWars on the air at this particularly precarious time in InfoWars history. Now, we know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that humanity itself is under attack, but we are going to stay on the air for as long as possible, and it's only possible because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, invest in your own anti-inflammatory support, your own joint support, your own bodily health, while simultaneously keeping InfoWars on the air in this fight for humanity against the globalist New World Order leftist trash that we're faced with every single day. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Bodies today.